Grammarly just dropped a massive update to their productivity suite, and honestly, it sounds incredible. They're introducing this new expert review feature.
Right, and the pitch is ambitious. They claim it elevates writing quality beyond standard corrections by supposedly leveraging insights from the world's greatest writers and tech journalists.
That sounds like exactly what we need. Instead of just an error corrector, it positions itself as a mentor that integrates feedback vetted by high-caliber professionals. It feels like having industry leaders in your corner.
Well, the marketing narrative is certainly compelling. However, a recent investigation by TechCrunch has cast significant doubt on this claim, highlighting a critical gap between the product's promises and its actual functionality.
Oh, wow. The headline was blunt. Grammarly's expert review is just missing the actual experts. That revelation really underscores the broader issue of how software companies describe human oversight in AI applications.
Exactly. To understand the controversy, we have to look at the mechanics. Grammarly has historically relied on sophisticated algorithms to detect errors and inconsistencies.
And now they claim this new feature simulates or integrates feedback that mimics an expert editor's perspective.
Precisely. The implication for users is clear. Suggestions marked with this specific badge are intended to reflect input from industry leaders. In an efficiency-driven market, this promises a tool that saves time without sacrificing quality, offering mentorship akin to having top writers review work in real time.
That sounds amazing until you consider the skepticism arising from the lack of transparency regarding the source of this advice.
Yes. When software companies claim their AI is reviewed by or trained on the works of industry leaders, users naturally seek clarification on the pipeline. In generative AI, models are commonly trained on vast data sets containing public works by famous authors and journalists.
But there's a big difference between training data and active oversight, right? If the system aggregates data points rather than facilitating real-time interaction with specific individuals, users receive an echo of public sentiment or historical data rather than personalized counsel.
That opacity creates significant trust issues, particularly for professionals relying on Grammarly for critical documents such as grant proposals or legal communications. Knowing that advice may not stem from a verified human source could be a substantial concern.
It really is. The expert review label implies a level of accountability and specific expertise that the current implementation may not support.
Right. The distinction between AI simulation and actual human oversight holds several implications for writers and businesses. Firstly, nuance in writing is deeply personal. While a generic model might understand standard grammar rules, it may miss the specific voice or context required for a particular audience.
So even if the suggestion is grammatically correct, it might just not fit the room.
Exactly. If advice isn't genuinely reviewed by someone with a deep understanding of that specific field, users risk adopting suggestions that are technically correct but communicatively ineffective. Furthermore, this lack of clarity creates a trust deficit. For professionals who rely on these tools for high-stakes communications, the assurance of expert involvement is often tied to the perceived reliability of the output.
It's scary to think you might be placing undue confidence in suggestions that fail to meet specific contextual needs. This affects the reliability of professional outputs, where tone and context are crucial.
Absolutely. Ultimately, this situation necessitates a critical evaluation of claims surrounding human oversight in software. As AI technology advances, the line between automated suggestion and human curation blurs.
For consumers and businesses, it is vital to distinguish between marketing narratives about expert involvement, and the actual technical reality of data training and algorithmic processing.
Transparency regarding who, or what, is providing advice is essential for maintaining trust in productivity tools. Users should approach features promising expert review with skepticism until the verification methods are clearly defined.
I couldn't agree more. The investigation serves as a reminder that in the crowded landscape of productivity software, marketing promises do not always align with technical implementation, and users must remain vigilant about the nature of the assistance they receive from automated systems.
Stay skeptical, stay informed, and keep reading between the lines.